smells like explosion. So I was going shopping for like you know, stuff, because I came up with as little as I could. I was like, all right, I need body wash. And I looked down the aisle, and there was this one. All it says on the front of the bottle is maximum force.
Whoa.
Mountain scent. And I was like, that's the one. That is the manliest body wash up here.
What kind of force can you get behind a scent, though?
I don't know, but it's blue.
Like, does it burn your nose out? Is it like cocaine in a bottle?
If cocaine to rub on your body? Maybe? I don't know, man. I don't shove the soap up my nose.
Well, there is that energy drink, cocaine. I think you could make some kind of goo out of that.
I like that. It's from Commentary the Musical, and Moist gets his own song.
Moist?
Yeah.
Moist von Lipwick? That was a guy from some Terry Pratchett book. Forget which one.
Moist, that's his superpower. He's being moist. He very easily turns powder into a paste. But nobody rejoices.
No.
Oh, and he can determine the direction of the breeze like a motherfucker.
Because he dries out a little?
Yeah, because he's just always moist.
So, it's like I was reading Uzumaki a while back. It's that manga by that guy who does weird horror manga. He had the one about the bug boy.
Franz Kafka?
No. Kind of like that, though.
Okay.
But there was, like, one chapter where there was dudes turning into snails. Because, like, it's about this town, and it's, like, cursed by spirals. Because, like, I don't know. So it's like horrifying things happen to people that involve spirals. Like there's this, like all the, like whenever somebody dies, which is fairly often because the whole town is cursed, like, you know, it's Japan, so they cremate them, and like all the smoke makes a big spiral in the sky, and it like all whirlwinds down into this lake. And there's this dude, and he's a potter, and he's like making pots out of clay from the lake
with the smoke and the dead bodies in it.
Yeah, and like they all get all twisted and scream and shit in his kiln.
Huh. That's kind of horrifying.
Yeah. But one of the chapters was just like, here's some dudes, they're going to turn into snails. Don't really know why.
I don't know, I'm kind of down with the idea of cursed clay.
Yeah, like, but after a while, like, this kid just keeps coming into school as he's turning into a snail. And at first it's just like, ugh, what's that thing on his back? That's gross. And then, you know, it's like, ugh, why is he crawling into class? That's really weird. And like a week later it's like, oh, it's because he's a giant snail and now he's climbing on the walls.
Now he has his home with him all the time.
But he just wants to be friendly with people. Like, he doesn't try to hurt anybody, and they're all like, oh, man, that's gross. And like his parents won't take him back, so they just kind of like make a little pen for him in the back of the school.
Snail boy. Nobody loves him.
No. Except, like, then somebody else turns into a snail and they escape into the forest together.
And they become snail buddies?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That guy was also very moist, I think, is the connection.
Oh.
Because he was a snail.
Right. Like a slime forest.
Ah, slime forest. Why do we keep talking about that? Shit, I'm going to look that up right now so I get some definitive answers about slime forest.
Okay.
That reminds me of Black Mage Forest.
Ah, that reminds me of MapleStory.
Yeah.
But that reminds me of... Actually, it doesn't remind me of anything. Not even
slime forest adventure. Fight slimes. Save a princess. Oh, wow. I don't remember it looking this silly. It looks kind of silly. There's a dude with an enormous head, and as far as I can tell, no hands. He's going to beat up some slimes with a hoe.
Yeah, because you're like a farmer, and like the beginning of the game is like you talk to your dad, and your dad is like, we are farmers. We're not that good at farming because all we ever get is potatoes. Go to the town, try to sell potatoes. I know you never can sell potatoes. Then you go into town, and everybody's like, why do you only sell potatoes? These aren't even, like, good potatoes. Can't you grow anything good on that farm of yours? And you're like, no, too much potatoes.
They don't have any pity on you. They're like, oh, here's the potato kid again. I guess we can buy a couple. I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
Everybody's got to make a living. But they're just like, whatever, go home and eat your potatoes, kid.
So the problem is I keep thinking of, like, Harvest Moon, and you saw, like, there's that little bit where you're supposed to, like, get yourself a wife or something, and I'm like, man,
yeah.
Since all this guy's got is potatoes, he will never get a wife.
I remember I played the Harvest Moon on the SNES a lot, like, emulated in my youth, and, like, I never knew what to buy for people, so I just tried to match things to hair colors. I was just like, all right, if I bring blue flowers to the girl with the blue hair, obviously that'll work. No.
It's because you never learned color theory. It needs to be yellow flowers.
With blue what? Hair.
Yeah.
Are they complementary?
Yeah, they're opposites. It's like, yeah, no, wait, damn it, orange.
You're the artist here.
Right.
Orange isn't one of, like, the basic colors, though.
No, that's because that's the way it works, because it's like a triangle with red, blue, and yellow. And then, like, when you shift half a turn to the right, it becomes orange, purple, and what's the one that's, like, green, right.
So what's that color that's like trees?
The one that's, like, not those two that I just said or the three before it, but halfway in between two of them. It's like a logic puzzle.
I almost picked up Professor Layton the other day.
Yeah.
Either the new one or the old one. The new one's great because it's like the mystery of the diabolical box.
Whoa.
It's like that is a box with devils in it, I can only assume.
So it's like
either that or it's the box of a devil, like he misplaced it.
Devil box.
Like he was moving or something and it fell off the truck. And it is now very mysterious.
Cardboard box. It just has kitchen written on the side with devil horns on the H. That's how you know.
It's got kitchen in the side, but it's written in that devil writing.
Demonic.
Yeah.
Draconic.
Is this crystallized devil blood good?
I don't know. Smell it.
What's it say on the back? I don't know. It's all in that devil writing.
Listen, if you don't trust it, just throw it out. And that's why it's in dumpsters. Man, that game, you got to rev your sword.
I never played 4. Jansen did. He got it for his PC. And I was like, it must be weird playing that on a keyboard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was all like, scram donk! And like throwing people into the ground.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to play for like 10 minutes and it was like Devil May Cry. And that's pretty good.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't given Brian his Devil May Cries back, because I still haven't finished the first one. I hadn't finished the first one. I hadn't finished the third one either, because it was balls hard and I'm a pussy. Didn't play the second one, because I was told to just steer clear of it. But, like, somehow I missed the shotgun in the first one.
Really?
Yeah. Like, apparently it was just lying on the ground at some point, and I never picked it up. So I was just going around, and I was like, pistols? Okay, this is cool. Electricity sword? Okay, that's cool. Fire gauntlets, that's pretty badass. I believe I have a crack in my cane. And then the next thing I got was like grenade launcher, and I was like, wait, huh? It seems like I missed a step here.
All I remember, I forget if it was in 1 or 3, but when you got the shotgun, you could like flip it all around you and it would shoot in every direction, except it looked like he turned the shotgun into nunchucks.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The gunslinger style was... some parts of it were pretty cool, but then some parts of it were just like stuff you could do with your sword by default.
Yeah.
Like the shotgun stinger. It's like run up to someone and then shoot them with your shotgun. It's like, well, you could... Yeah. I never tried the style that lets you, like, counter. No, Trickster was cool, because you could run up walls.
Oh, like the Royal Guard style, I think.
Yeah, like, maybe that's why I thought the game was really hard, because, like, I don't know, countering is pretty powerful.
I guess. I never used that either. Then again, I also couldn't beat the Cerberus in the first mission or whatever.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I got up to the part where you fight your brother, and I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Nah, that was like when I first got a PS2, I rented Devil May Cry, but I didn't have a memory card yet. So I actually I actually got as far as getting the fire gauntlets, and then it froze on me. And I was just mad. I was hoping to beat it just in one go.
Yeah.
Good times.
It's like when I was playing Dokapon. That takes a ridiculous amount of space. Like, it needs, like, 300... whatever, yeah, whatever they measure it in, can't be megabytes.
That's kilobytes.
That's a lot.
Well, it's like an 8 megabyte card, so
yeah, it needs like 300 kilobytes for one save file. And then, like, it won't let you save unless you still have 300 extra kilobytes after you save it.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, the first time I played, like, I played for, like, 3 weeks, and then I was like, all right, I'm done for now, I'll save the game. And then it was like, well, we made the file, but we want to make sure that you can save at least 2 games. And I'm like, wait, what? And it didn't actually say that, but I guess that's what their rationale is.
Yeah. Huh.
It's kind of retarded.
That is pretty weird.
But to be fair, I had like a bunch of useless crap taking up space on my memory card. It's like, I don't think I'm ever actually going to play Black again. And even if I am, what do I need the save data for?
It's true. Well, because when you beat Black, you unlock like the silver guns, which you have to reload, but you never run out of ammo. And then if you beat that, you get the gold guns, and they just never run out of ammo. And then if you beat the hardest mode, you get the platinum guns. And I forget what that does.
Oh, geez, someone's boiling water. Hold on, let me take care of that.
So...
Jeremy has got it.
Okay. Tell him to make some... What do you make with boiling water?
Yo, make some instant
jello.
Noodles.
Tell him to make some jello.
Make some noodles. Or jello.
I guess this might sound ridiculous if you can't hear that half of the conversation, but he was telling me that Jeremy should make jello. For the listeners at home, I'm recording this in my living room with...
people around.
People. Got this fuzzy-headed kid sitting on my couch eating noodles. He knows what's up. It's like he made ramen but doesn't want to have the soup, so he's just eating dry noodles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Talking about making food, like, I don't have a meal plan, so I actually have to go out, like, food shopping and bring in my own food.
Are you, like, in an apartment now or what?
Okay. It's the same apartment I was in last year. You remember it.
Yeah.
They never gave us a fourth roommate, so we just have an empty room.
Oh, seriously?
It's,
cool.
It's, like, a miracle. I don't know what's going on with that.
You should, I don't know what you'd do with that.
I don't know either. I think...
store crap there.
Well, either that or I'm going to start using it as, like, a second room because it's the one next to mine.
Oh, okay. You should tear down the wall. I don't think they'd mind.
Oh, no. I already stole the mirror from in there.
What are you going to do with 2 mirrors?
No, the question is, what am I going to do with 2 desks? Because that's the next plan. Line up desks. What I want to do is I want to get all 4 desks, line them up, like, in a row and just see what it's like to have a huge desk like that.
You should put one on each wall and then just have, like, a pile of pillows in the center. And just surround yourself with crap. Like, have one for food and 3 for, I don't know, shit. And just never leave.
No, I should take the bed. Then I could have a double-sized bed and no floor space.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be sweet. I think. But yeah, so I went and got my own food. And I was like, all right, here's the plan for this week. I'm going to get a steak. I'm going to eat that steak. And that was my plan. And that steak lasted me 2 days. It was good. And everybody was like, oh, you made a steak. And I was like, yeah, it's delicious. It's my steak.
Because I remember, like, whenever there was a question of food, like, you were always like, we should get a steak. Like when we were down in Jersey for Anime Next.
Yeah.
We were all like, we need to eat food. And you were like, let's get a steak. I was like, no, we need to feed, like, 6 people or whatever. Wait, what? Phone for me. What the fuck's going on here?
So you get 3 steaks. All right, Internet. Hello. I'm going to break it down for you. There is a creature. It is like a dragon, but it is also like a machine. A machine made of rockets and turbine jets.
What do you want about?
Rocket dragon. I'm telling the Internet about the wonders of Rocket Dragon.
All right, hold on. This is a conference call right now. You're on the line.
With
a conference call. Hold on, let me turn this headphone out so Brian can not hear still. But Brian's on the phone. He says that we're podcasting. He's observant.
Turn my headphones up. Brian,
we're like 20 minutes in.
Brian, if you get Skype for yourself,
Brian, you should get on the Skype.
Because you can just conference call in Skype.
Oh, it's cuz Brian's at Best Buy.
Oh, Brian, give us the field update about Best Buy.
Brian, give us a field update. What's going on at Best Buy?
And it's an Asus, and I'm kind of not happy about being here because I turned out to be lunch compliant, so I had to stick around for half an hour and not get paid until whatever.
That's cool. That's cool. Working and not getting paid.
Yep.
Man, that's what I've been doing.
But, sis, there's some big TVs and some customers, and that's about it.
Cool story. I'll listen to it later because I couldn't actually hear you.
I heard about half of it.
Yeah, you should come by when you get off work because either we'll podcast or me and Nick will be done by then and we can look at the stars.
Man, I want to look at some stars. Oh, wait.
Nick, you can't look at any stars. I'm sorry.
Oh, stars.
At least not with the amazing power and resolution of the 6-inch scope I have on loan from the school, which is totally awesome.
Right, I hear you
it's a star blast.
Smoke weebs.
Smoke weebs. So, Brian, you should come by when you're done. And listeners at home, I hope this has been an enlightening experience for you because it truly has been a podcast first, right here. Brian says to stay classy.
I can do that. Except I won't because Monday is Labor Day, so there won't be any class.
Oh, I'm psyched about that because it means that I have another day to put off my work. Well, I suppose I'll be doing it on Monday rather than
tomorrow.
Tomorrow or today. Yeah, it was cool because, I thought that I wasn't going to be working tomorrow, and then some dude quit, and then we needed someone to take over the dishwashing shift, and I was like, well, I guess I can do that because you only want me to come in, one day next week, and that totally sucks. Hmm. But it turns out he's finishing out the week, so, I don't have to go in tomorrow, so now I've got a free day again.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I'm working every day this semester.
Seriously?
Yeah. And now I actually have classes every day, too, so...
My brother got his schedule for that too, and he's working nine-hour shifts.
What?
But two days a week. It's ridiculous.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still pretty bad. So you said cool things happened with Dashbot Games and giving you shit.
Right, okay, so here's a story on that. I was one of the smart people, or at least one of the cool people, and I pre-ordered Reckless Disregard for Gravity, which sadly, we can no longer cover the full version because you have to pay for it.
Because, but that's okay. That's their business.
I'm going to talk about it anyway because this is what we call a guide. What do you call it? So yeah, what happened is, it's like this. The pre-order was $15, and then when they put the game out for full, it was $25. Except whoever they were publishing through, when it finally the release day came, they were like, all right, jack the price up to $25. And they were like, what? No, why would you do that? You won't sell as many. You should still sell it for $15. And they were like, oh, okay. So they sold it for $15 at full price. So apparently, you know, in their mind, they've done us pre-order people some egregious wrong because they were like, you didn't actually pay a discount. Not something like you paid more than you were supposed to, but because we didn't pay a discount or something, they were just like, all right, here's the deal. In order to make up for this thing, which you're probably not even mad about in the first place, you get to have a copy of The Wonderful End of the World or Inago Rage if you want. And I was like, give me that Inago Rage.
Which I didn't even know was out, because, I'm looking at their page now, and there's no, buy this button.
Yeah, that's a weird, because when I first found it, I was like, oh, this looks awesome, I wonder when it comes out. And it turns out it was, out already. I found a demo for it, but I found it on, one of those, Home of the Underdogs, or one of those sites.
I found it.
Let's see here, and then what did they say?
Wait, no, I didn't find it. I'm confused.
In return. Because I was like, all right, I want a copy of Inago Rage. And they wrote back, and it shall be so. And they sent me, the download and the link. And they also said, please remember that Hedy Lamarr co-invented spread spectrum frequency hopping and that one of your team members may have killed Mr. Montoya's father.
Really? And then hence making Inago Rage.
I suppose. Well, because like three of these things are linked to pictures. One, which is a picture of Hedy Lamarr.
God.
Apparently, Hedy Lamarr was an actor and a scientist and pretty hot.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then Mr. Montoya's father bit links to a picture of one of their hands with six fingers on it.
Okay.
And I stared at it for about 10 minutes, trying to be exactly sure which fingers they photoshopped. I figured it out.
That was a terrible tangent. Keep going.
But that's how we live. That's how we thrive. Sorry, that was done.
But there was a third thing.
There was.
You said three things. You said Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, and then the other thing was, you know, they linked to Hedy Lamarr on Wikipedia to prove that she was a scientist, as well as smoking hot.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so now I got Inago Rage and Ah. And Ah is still kind of awesome. They don't have all of the things that they said they would have at full release, though, and that makes me kind of sad. Like, there's no jellyfish slingshot.
No!
There's no inflatable raft. But... Yeah, most of it, I'm actually... The jellyfish I was interested in. But, you know, everything else, I'm kind of cool. It's actually not, like... Like, not every level select block is actually a level. Some of them are videos. Those are cool. Like, there's the one about how to debristle your pig.
Oh, okay.
There's one about grandma. I haven't made it to that one yet. There's meditation and anti-meditation.
Anti-meditation. Is that like life and anti-life?
Maybe.
The anti-life equation?
Well, it's because, you know, meditation is where it's like, all right, sit in your chair, close your eyes, breathe deep. Start at your toes and let out all of the stress in your body, and it just keeps going, and it's like actually a meditation thing. And then there's anti-meditation, and it's like, sit in the chair, you know, the chair we picked for you to sit in. And then it's like put your foot behind your head and place your hand in a mouse trap. And it's like, what? And then it says,
no,
stop listening if you begin to feel yourself relax. Consult a doctor.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Just for a kick, I Googled anti-life equation. Because you remember that one time when we were, like, reading whatever that was.
I don't read.
When we were at the mall. Were you there at the Palisades when we were reading whatever it is that the anti-life equation is for? It doesn't actually say. But apparently, the anti-life equation is like this. Loneliness, plus alienation, plus fear, plus despair, plus self-worth, divided by mockery, divided by condemnation, divided by misunderstanding, times guilt, times shame, times failure, times judgment. N equals y, where y equals hope, and n equals folly. Love equals lies. Life equals death. And self equals dark side. And that's the anti-life equation. See, why couldn't DC have been bought by Disney so then we could have, like, informative videos where, like, Mickey Mouse and Goofy spell out the anti-life equation for us?
Because now we're going to have Kingdom Hearts, so it's like Sora and Cloud and Wolverine.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Come on, that could be kind of cool.
I mean, I don't have a vested interest in any of these things, so maybe I should be psyched about it.
But at the same time...
Don't you want to see, like, Gambit... just go all apeshit over who's some Disney villain, who's some Disney good guy? I don't care.
Gambit and Hercules versus, I don't know, Hades
and Dr. Doom,
that guy that fucked around with Gambit's head. I don't know,
Cyclops and Ryu. Come on, can we get Capcom in on this? Can we get,
I hope so,
Capcom versus Enix versus Kikoman? No, Tatsunoko.
Kekkoman?
Yeah.
No.
Tatsunoko versus Kekkoman?
Wait, no. Wait, I must think about this. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, I think that's the plan. This whole military slave thing. I think it's just gonna... We're just gonna keep drawing fan art for a show that will never exist.
Oh, okay. Kind of like Dot Frag. Everything's a side story.
Yeah, except there's not even side stories. It's just fan art of the side stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually, when I was, like, cleaning out everything I own, I actually found, like, old legal pad material of Dot Frag, and I was just like, all of this is needlessly specific and not cool. And I was like, I can obviously see, when I was young and interested in the mystery of Dot Hack, having not yet seen Dot Hack, and, you know, in that, still being able to enjoy it, like, I can see the influence there, but now, several years separated, I'm just like, that was actually kind of a bad idea from the start.
I guess. I still kind of like...
It can be turned into something good, though.
Yeah, I never really gave up hope for it. Then again, I never really took anything we ever said about it to heart.
It's certainly a vast field of potential.
Especially because we can just take it and dig around with it.
Yeah, like there's so much that could happen in that world.
Yeah.
Because it's like just, you know, nothing.
Yeah. We need, whoa, what if we made like a Dot Hack UT map? Or a Dot Frag UT map? I don't even know what that would consist of.
It would need to be huge.
Oh, man. Well, no, you
need... I had a tentative map of like... Dot Frag place. But, like, it was just kind of a circle. cut into chunks.
I remember that one.
It was kind of like, kind of like the map of the Bionicles Island, where it's just like, alright, well, this is the sixth of the circle that's filled with fire. And this is the sixth of the circle that's all, like, racetracks.
This is the percentage of the pie that is delicious. It's just a solid single-color circle.
Except, like, instead of that, it was like, this is the section of the map that's, like, Action Quake, and this is the section of the map that's, like, UT.
Eh, if I ever get back to drawing a Aloof, I'm still gonna run through that story arc with, like, the hacking server, where it's all about who has the better hack.
It's the one that makes you... It's the one that makes everyone else die.
I guess.
And makes you live forever.
Yeah.
Except who wants to live
forever?
Forever...
Nobody, but only if you tie the rest of the wall first.
That guy in, RoboCop did.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got shot in the face by RoboCop.
Not Robin Williams in Bicentennial Man, though.
No, he didn't. Which, like, oh, it's kind of like, with the lore surrounding, the ZX Mega Man games. It's like, after thousands of years of war between the humans and Reploids, they were finally made equal when the humans were given mechanical bodies and the Reploids were given the ability to die. It's like, it seems like someone got the short end of the stick on that one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Mechanical bodies. It does sound pretty sweet.
It certainly outclasses the ability to die. Because, like, they even... like, they already had that. Like, you could already shoot them, and they would stop working.
I guess. Well, maybe, like, we don't know it, but there's actually a layer of Ghost in the Shell underneath Mega Man. So the robots never... Like, that's why they're Reploids, because it's the same sort of machine spirit that inhabits new ones as the old ones get killed off.
No, they're Reploids because they were originally replicated models of X.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, I think there was that sort of thing because there was the whole, like, cyber elf business.
See, here's what kind of makes me unhappy or kind of puts a darker spin on Mega Man as a hero. Because, you know, in the original Mega Man, the 8 robot masters...
well, 6 in the original one.
However many. No,
okay.
No, it was 8.
No, it was 6. It was Cut, Guts, Fire, Bomb, Elec, and...
Bubble and Flash. No, that's 2.
Yeah, that, those guys are in 2.
Well, 2 is the original one, so that's all that matters.
Okay.
But, like, you know, the point was that it was, like, Dr. Light made these robots to, like, do construction and heal people and cut stuff. And, you know, all of this help the world business. And then Dr. Wily came along and, you know, just stole them and reprogrammed them for evil.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, you never made an attempt to reprogram them back. I mean, if it could be done once, you'd never do it again. It's just like, it's like Mega Man, you must do it. It's like, all right, it's like, now Mega Man, here's the box you will need to reprogram. But Mega Man, and then he just goes out. He's already come back with the six heads of the robot bosses.
Oh, I never thought about it like that.
What's to my left? Like, no.
Like maybe he was like, well, we can't run the risk of it happening again. Like if we've got the reprogramming Busta, what if they just make a reprogramming Busta?
Yeah. Oh man. Well, and then it's like on top of that, it's like, you know, if Mega Man was sort of, if like Dr. Light sort of condoned Mega Man's slaughter of what are his creations,
yeah,
who probably could have been saved, seeing as they are robots, and you know, generally don't have a conscience of their own unless programmed into them. Like, if Dr. Light condoned this action, why couldn't Dr. Light have just, you know, gone out with an AK and take care of it himself? Like, did it have to be a robot?
He was an old man, and I think Rock volunteered for it.
I guess. Oh, I mean, I guess. But, I mean, can't you just get, like, you know, the army, maybe? like, just build the special weapons for them and just, you know, give everybody in the army a metal saw blade launcher.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that would have worked out a lot better, but...
And I mean, like, you know, what if, you know, the only reason Dr. Light didn't do it was because he just has this, like, thing. Like, Dr. Light is actually, like, a homicidal madman, but he can never do it himself. He's kind of like the guy from Saw.
Okay.
Like, he doesn't kill you. He makes his robot son kill you, you know? This is... Oh, this is deep.
That's...
No, it's not.
He doesn't hold the gun, but he makes it.
The gun holds you. It's actually a grabber arm.
I think that's the point of the upcoming Proto Men album.
The gun holds you?
I don't know. The gun is in your mind.
The gun is in your mind. Man, that was so weird.
What? Oh no, Nick, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Hold on. Nick, you still there?
No, I'm gone.
What did you do? Oh jeez. I think Nick fell in a hole of bad sound quality. Oh wait, I hear something.
Turn my headphones up.
Oh hi.
Turn my headphones up.
Welcome back.
Play that fucking track.
To the stage of history.
Oh, there it is.
So, what were we talking about?
Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man. Okay, so there may be some flaws with
Dr. Light.
With Dr. Light's motivation and his means of, you know, reparations for his mistakes in making robots that have the power to murder everybody.
Well, yeah, because that's the other thing. It wasn't until X that the robots had, you know, the ability to think for themselves, which means...
Well, no,
you know,
I think the original ones were, like, conscious.
Well, maybe conscious, but, you know, they were very, let's say, willing to help, because that was the whole point of X. Like, that's why he had to seal X away, because X, you know, was experimental.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if robots can handle free will.
That's true. But, like, I guess you don't need free will to make puns.
And why didn't he give robot dogs free will? That would have been cool.
If you were playing as a robot dog?
Yeah. Like, then all those PS1 games could have had three character choices. You could have played as Mega Man, Zero, or Rush X. Rusher.
Double Rush.
Super. Yeah, so
it's
okay.
Just two dogs attached back to back.
Oh my god, that'd be the beast with two backs, eight legs.
That's gross.
Bangs.
That's gross.
No, it'd be cool, because then you could never flip him over. He'd always have feet towards the ground.
I guess that's true.
Anyway.
Right, so, so you've been playing some video games. You got some video games.
Yeah. What do you got? I hear a door fort. You can strain the water out and leave only mermaid behind.
No, no, you just pour the water out and then have some kind of mechanism to catch the mermaids.
Oh.
And strain them from the water.
So basically it's like you build a net in a waterfall.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can see that. You divert part of the ocean over a chasm, and then you have some sort of grates in place to catch the mermaids as the water flows through.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then you harvest the mermaids for their expensive bones.
Yee.
Except, like I said, like a stack of syrup roasts will be worth a hell of a lot more for a hell of a lot less work. But you also don't get to commit genocide, which... ugh, the phone's ringing.
Ugh, phone.
Hold on. Oh, Kieran cell.
You know, it always comes back to Mega Man. Maybe it's because Mega Man is fucking awesome. I'm gonna assume that's what it is. Oh, that's a bad association to make. That is horrible. Oh no, now it's stuck in my head. You guys don't know what it is. I am not one to reveal dirty secrets. I have not yet needed to fill up my quota. Also, if you hear me laugh really hard for no reason, it's because I fell off my chair, and you should call a doctor. Right now, even if, you know, this is past the time of recording, which it will be, as that is the nature of podcasts.
Unless interesting.
We podcasted live. What's interesting?
The nature of podcasts.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, obviously.
Geek Knights did that one time, podcasting live, and, like, they made it to the, one of the most highly, like, one of the highly populated videos on whatever streaming service they were using, and then they got, like, yeah, I think so, and they got, like, huge spam attacks, and they were like, alright, we're just gonna ignore all the chat from now on.
That is something Geek Knights would do.
It was pretty cool, though, because, like, I don't know, asked them questions. I was all like, how do you guys feel about the Toho's? And they were like, we're ignoring the chat. And I was like, oh. But yeah, genocide is a strong motivator for most Dwarf Fort players because, you know, they're all like, herf a derf, I love booze and hating elves and magma and herf a derf. But the cool stuff that's been going on is the talks that Toady and Ampersand and some other guy whose name I should remember better because he's the one that doesn't have a crappy mic like Ampersand and me, probably. I'm examining the beam in my own eye, you see.
Is Ampersandler a Jewish comedian?
No.
Okay.
Where is it? Ampersand.
Is Ampersand what you
Captain
find
Tastic
on a
and
beach,
Rain Seeker?
Which makes your music louder?
No.
Okay.
Captain Tastic, but they've been doing like it's just been Toady and some guys from the forums, and they've been doing like kind of a back and forth with like, you know, they'll gather questions and stuff, and people will be all like, "So, how do you feel about like finding peaceful things underground? Why are all like the hidden stuff down there trying to kill you?" And they're like, "Well, I mean, I guess it would be cool to find some gnomes." And they're all like, "Welcome to a magical gem cave." But I don't know. So like they've been talking more about the upcoming update, and it's gonna be so ridiculous. Like, so much stuff is getting overhauled that I'm looking forward to it a lot. Like beyond the there's gonna be very big changes to very core parts of the game. Like underground features of all sorts are gonna be more widespread. more diversified and like just totally modeled differently. Like there's going to be large cavern systems throughout the world rather than just like isolated instances of them. And like he was saying, the problem now is like there's groundwater showing up where it shouldn't be, like under deserts and shit. But I don't know, it should be cool. And oh my god, the phone again. Jesus.
Man. Yo, Jeremy, you should answer the phone.
Man. How did you ever expect to win? Having no motivation. I've been thinking about getting into some Dwarf Fort. I almost said back into, but then I realized I still haven't played except for that one time.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know, all sorts of crazy geology stuff and, like, new tissue layers and diseases and shit, but, like, the one thing he talked about in the most recent talk was talking about mega beasts. And, well, because he was like, well, we've got giants and they're big dudes that walk around, and we've got titans and they're also big dudes that walk around, so we want to do something cool with them. So he was saying, like, what they're going to do is have them be semi-randomly made. Like, they're not just going to be big bipedal guys walking around. Like, they might be, like, I don't know, a big tree with weird vine tentacles. Or, like, he used the example of, like, the boars from Princess Mononoke with, like, the evil things.
Ooh. So what, is it just going to be, like, there's going to be, like, a collection of things Mega Beasts could be made out of, and then they just put a bunch in, and there's your beast?
Well, he said it was going to be sphere-dependent, and I'm not entirely sure on what the spheres are, except that it's, like, it's kind of just, like, a realm of things that, like, something might be related to.
Oh, so it's like, some things will be in a forest, some things will be on a mountain?
Well, no, it's kind of like, well, this is the sphere of sunny, happy stuff, and this is the sphere of death, and this is the sphere of fire and burning and shit.
All right, that makes sense.
So it's like if you have a, you know, like a titan that's coming from like the nature sphere, it might be like some kind of giant deer with a tree coming out of its head. And if you have like a titan coming from the fire and death sphere, it might be like a giant skeleton with fire.
And death.
And death. I don't know. So that's cool because it's like, it's more of a fantastic, you know, sort of thing.
Mm.
You know, it's not just like, all right, well, there's a giant, and he's big.
He's a giant. It's giant.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely like, adding, right, like, some more fantasy bits into it.
Yeah, like, it's coming closer to a more magical world, where it's like, all right, so we got a dragon that showed up, and also a giant floating cloud monster with, I don't know, stuff.
Well, it's just because by this point, I'm, like, so accepting to dwarves that I could... It's not fantastical enough. Like, if I saw a dwarf, it would take me a minute to realize that was wrong.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks for your help. No problem. Yeah, like, I guess that's the problem, that it's kind of become routine. So people are just like, all right, we got dwarves.
Dwarf. Giant. Fire him.
Yeah, it's just like, they're...
Death trap.
Yeah, like fire imps or like magma men. It's like those are dudes made of fire who live in magma pipes underground. That's some pretty, like, you know, that's some fantasy crap right there. Except they've just become like, oh, yeah, magma men. Here's what I do to solve that problem. So it's like they're more of a nuisance rather than...
Yeah. Well, I mean, like a fantasy think, like, thing. Another way around that problem is to just maybe give more variant to the kind of normal stuff you find, like is it a problem that, like, wherever you set out you're gonna find like fire giants, because if you go deep enough you're gonna find magma, or like, you know, there's too many wolves out in the forest or something? Like what if it was just like more randomized creatures that live in areas, or maybe like it was just more sort of like kind of like how like creatures in nature have a niche.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how ecosystems work. What if it was just like a more sort of nicheified ecosystem?
Well, right now, like animals don't like evolve to fill roles or whatever. It's just kind of like, oh, well, this is a plain, so we're probably going to find wolves and deer here. And so there's going to be wolves and deer here. Like, they're not there for any purpose of their own. But like more on the spheres thing, there's going to be like different terrain related to spheres. Like right now, I think it's only used for like deities. So it's like, well, and like races as well, like dwarves are associated with these spheres and goblins are associated with these spheres. With the upcoming update, it's going to be like, well, this area in the world is associated with these spheres, so you might find, like, you know, whatever weird variations of normal wildlife based on that sphere there.
That would actually, that actually would work really well, I think, because all of a sudden it'd be like, there's not just deer, because, like, this is a water deer.
That was actually the example they used in the talk. It was like, you know, if you're in a fireplace, you're going to find fire wolves and fire deer and fire chipmunks.
Fire chipmunks. We call them sparkies.
They're like little Charmanders running around with smoldering tails. It's like, meow.
There would be no forest left.
No. Oh, yes. Shit, there wouldn't.
Like I hope that's a glitch he runs into. Like, the first time he tried it, he's just like, well, all of my forest just burned down.
Well, he actually had the opposite glitch when he was trying to melt some dude's head.
Where, like, it heated up, and it didn't actually melt his brain, because just his tendons got heated.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm a magma man, gonna grab that guy's head, burp. And,
he's not dead yet.
He's still not dead.
Melted, but not... I don't know, that'd actually be kind of... Because I think that's sort of... That would help, like, if there were just areas where, like, because it's a fire sphere, it used to be a forest, but now it's all burned down. So you got all these dead, charred trees everywhere. That'd be kind of neat. Be like a third episode in Doom.
Infernal. Oh, right, Doom. It had episodes.
Yeah.
I was like, that wasn't a TV show.
Man. Okay, so I started watching Gundam Seed.
Oh?
Because everything else I'm waiting to watch with other people.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Let's see here. House and Gurren Lagann, me and Caitlin are going to watch together. Reboot and Cartoon Planet I'm going to watch with her siblings. And then Outlaw Star I'm watching basically with you.
Oh, man, Initial, Outlaw Star.
Initial D I'm watching with Jesse. Brian shows up for whatever. So, like, the only thing I had left to watch was, like... either Flame of Recca or Gundam Seed.
Huh. I was listening to Anime World Order today, and they were talking about Bartender, which was like a show about bars. It's like there's a very classy bar in Ginza in Tokyo, and it's like you go there, and the bartender there, like he'll hear your story, and then it'll be like, you need this drink. And then it'll be like... Oh my god. And then that's an episode?
Huh.
I kind of wanted to watch that, but like I don't know if anyone else would actually want to watch that, because it's just like, here's some sad guy's story, or here's the history of whiskey.
I don't know.
And that's the episode.
As an anime could be kind of cool. Like, I bet that'd be more interesting, because otherwise it'll be like when Dave and Joel talked about Human Crossing. So it's supposed to be all these really sad stories. Except if the writers are dumb at writing sad stories.
Well, I don't know if they're all sad stories, but like, well, no, they're probably all sad stories.
Because if you're happy, if you have happy stories and you're going to a bar, it's not because you need to drink away your sorrows. It's because you want to get drunk with all your friends, I guess.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be talking to the bartender. Unless everybody talked to the bartender. Unless there was the episode where, like, the entire football team came in and regaled the bartender with their story about how they just won the cup.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a bunch of dudes come in and they're all like,
we're
so happy. And the bartender's all like, oh, what are you guys so happy about? We just got promoted. All of us. Together.
Entire team. It's credit to team.
Exactly.
Our franchise,
oh, man.
Scott.
I haven't played TF2 in a long time, but apparently I've been racking up, like, shit.
How?
Like, they had that that thing where they gave out, like, 9,999 special medals to people just by, like, finding the Easter egg site and just saying, okay, send me a medal. Here's my info.
Really?
And I got one of those. And I also got a Halo from not using that idling program.
I'm going to assume I have a Halo 2.
Yeah.
But I haven't played Team Fortress in a couple of months. And that's also going to be my only hat.
Which, like, I don't know. There's all sorts of shit going on with that Halo, because it's, like, almost instantly, like, there were replacement skins for it that just, it, like, big glowing letters, just fag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know. People like to be angry at each other on the internet. Who knew?
Well, you see, like, the two sides of it is that, it's like, that's actually not a bad way to deal with cheaters.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's also kind of a useless way to deal with cheaters, because hats are kind of useless.
Yeah, like, there's no point to it.
Like, it's kind of weird, because what the behavior, it's sort of, what's the word? The behavior's trying to, like, condition into people then is like, hey, waste your time. Don't waste your time while you're doing something useful.
Yeah, exactly. Like, after, like, that whole debacle, like, I was like, let's see what's going on FA, see what these people think. I'm slowly starting to care less and less about all that bullshit going on there. But it was like, all right, remember the old idling servers? They're back.
Yeah.
So, you know, now there's just real fake servers for idling rather than fake servers for idling.
Okay.
So, good job, Valve. I guess. I don't know.
Eh, it all becomes a lot easier to take in when you just stop giving a shit.
Exactly. Like, that's all.
Ah, yeah. Well, we've been talking for like an hour about nothing in particular.
Yep, we have. That was... What do I got here on the Audacity? Yeah, I'm like 57 minutes in.
Oh, you started before me. How? I'm at 55, 56.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Should we clap for a sync up then?
I guess. I'm pretty sure I can hear you very well on mine.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Let's do it anyway.
Alright, ready? 3,
yeah.
2, 1.
Perfect. Hooray. Kind of. I don't know.
Anyway, you want to shut it down here? Maybe do something else when Brian gets there? If Brian gets there?
When sure.
Brian gets if.
Certainly.
Let's fucking... Okay, I'm going to shut this down, but let's fucking play something for a while.
All right. My options are like the family computer or the crappy laptop Brian lent me, so my options are kind of limited.
I was thinking Action Quake.
I could do that.
Okay. All right. I'll set it up.
Okay.